This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is blasting the history-making federal indictment against him as ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance since the charges were unsealed. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
I apologize. We had a problem with that report. Meanwhile, despite the former president's protestations, initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a strong case. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency, after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how active Trump apparently or appeared to be or allegedly was in concealing documents from authorities.
These questions of intent become very important the closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken an otherwise strong case. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has announced that a long-anticipated counteroffensive is underway in Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made the claims at a joint news conference in Kyiv alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Zelensky's comments were in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment a day earlier that Ukraine's counteroffensive had started and that Ukrainian forces were taking significant losses. Zelensky also told reporters that he was in touch with many commanders on the ground. Everyone is positive, he claimed, adding, pass this on to Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Canadian Prime Minister's appearance with Zelensky was part of the Canadian leader's surprise visit to Ukraine on Saturday. At the news conference, Trudeau reiterated his support for Ukraine's war effort.
Canada will continue to stand with Ukraine with whatever it takes, as long as it takes. Since last year, we've committed over $8 billion in funding assistance to Ukraine, including over $1 billion in military aid. In addition, our spring budget extended a $2.45 billion loan to the government of Ukraine for this year with the aim of supporting Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction.
Trudeau also pledged an additional $10 million in new funding and is redirecting $37.5 million in humanitarian aid to respond to the flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam this week in southern Ukraine. Pope Francis's surgeon says the pontiff is following doctor's advice and will skip Sunday's customary blessing to allow him to better heal from his abdominal surgery on Thursday. The surgeon said the blood and imaging tests indicate Francis's recovery is proceeding in an absolutely normal manner. Ted Kaczynski, the Harvard-educated mathematician, the FBI branded as the Unabomber, has died in federal prison at the age of 81. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Bureau of Prisons says Ted Kaczynski was found dead around 8 a.m. Saturday in his cell at a federal prison medical facility in North Carolina. He'd been moved there after spending two decades in a Colorado supermax. Kaczynski was serving life for a bombing campaign from 1978 until 1995 that targeted scientists. He pleaded guilty to setting 16 explosives that killed three people and injured 23 others. Kaczynski was caught after his brother turned him in. He recognized him when the Washington Post and the New York Times published his manifesto. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.